We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour. Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Dan Day, who's running the show for us back in El Portal, because me and Crowder and Solana are at FLA Live Arena. Dan Day hosts Trivia Night at Funky Buddha's Tap Room in Oakland Park on Mondays. And Funky Buddha, their 10-year anniversary celebration, you know, has been going on for almost 10 days now. But the big bash, the big brewery bash, is June 10th. That's this Saturday, with specialty drafts, live music, bottle releases, and more. You can get all the info at funkybuddha.com. And in about, 58 minutes, you can walk downstairs.
I'm going.
Actually, now that I think about that, I don't think it's in 58 minutes, because Puck Drop usually when we're here is at 7.
Yeah.
Tonight it's at 8. I think the doors open at 6:30 tonight. So it's really going to be
give me no
90
beer at six.
Minutes. I think it's going to be 90 minutes.
I got to try. What's her name? Leanne, I think her name is. I got to try. The lady downstairs.
You know her name at the Funky Buddha?
Yeah,
tap
the
room
brown,
here?
The curly hair brown lady, yeah. Leanne. She always hooks me up. I'm going to see if I can try.
All right. Give it a shot.
Ryan Casey. Somebody make a call. Goldie Moeller. We know people.
We do know people.
Zito.
He's probably sitting up here.
Tell him to give me a beer.
Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights tonight, 8 p.m. You'll hear the game here. Let's get headlines. Clay Ferraro from Local 10 is going to join us this hour. He is here doing live stand-ups for Channel 10. All the news media is here. It is a sight to see. Just walking in today, normally – we park in the media lot and we waltz in, and there's not a whole bunch of hubbub. Now, it's been getting more active for the playoffs, but this was unlike anything I'd experienced here at FLA Live Arena. I mean, it was just mobbed with people, media, credentials, obviously, and it is very festive. In fact, down one floor from where we are, you could see a whole bunch of TV setups that are ready to go, because it's not just South Florida media, it's Vegas media, it's national media.
Yeah.
And so it is a big to-do here in Sunrise, FLA.
And I'm glad these people get to come down here and see this arena, see how the Panthers really do it right, because this whole not a hockey town and all, I'd put this arena, this organization against any damn organization out there.
Hey, man, I hope that it is electric tonight. I imagine it will be. I went to one Eastern Conference Finals game, planning on staying tonight with Solana, and look, Stanley Cup Final in your building. I know you're down 0-2. This place should be electric tonight. Anyway, we'll begin this 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
You're down 0-2. Haven't even played a home game yet.
What's the difference?
I mean, come on. Series hasn't even started yet. Let's be real. By the way, couple fun months for this building. We had the All-Star
game right
here as well. Because you were just talking about, we have never seen this type of commotion here so early, and I was thinking, I haven't, other than All-Star Weekend. It wasn't on this scale, but that was also fun, because when we came and did the show here, Like, there was trucks everywhere.
Gary Bettman sat down with us. Right.
GB.
GB, huh?
Nope.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know
GB,
trucks.
GB, you say.
Gayer.
I wish I would have thought of that when he was sitting next to me.
Called him Gayer.
You should have called him Gayer.
How you
call Gary Payton Gayer?
I should have called Gary Bettman the glove.
He put it all out. Gayer.
So, tonight, 8 p.m. puck drop, as Hawk mentioned. I did see Ratko Gudas is, I believe, is going to play tonight, or he's going to try to play tonight.
Looking for heads to hunt. I mean, he got lit up.
Oh, Tkachuk caught what? Eichel? He caught that young man.
That was Eichel's fault, though. If you watch it, and they were explaining it on the broadcast, he toe planted. Like the front of his skate got stuck, and so he fell forward into Tkachuk. That was not a dirty play.
Oh no, and they didn't penalize him for it. But his teammates got upset. Ooh.
Well, it looked in real time like Tkachuk had laid him out.
I love the way Tkachuk plays.
It looked like a hit stick. Like he hunted for him.
Yeah.
But then you see the replay.
And it wasn't.
Dude fell forward.
Yeah. Got to be ready. Head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah, so I think Ratko Gudas is going to suit up tonight.
Yeah,
but I don't
just see
think
it. Florida Panthers tweeted out, Coach Maurice says Ratko Gudas will play tonight in Game 3.
But I don't believe Osterinen.
Losterinen?
Losterinen, who's been out. I don't believe he's back tonight. I don't know if you see an update there, but the last I saw, don't think he's going to suit up tonight for
Etu
the Cavs.
Losterinen. It's just one name that I can remember, and it seems like I know hockey when I'm able to do that. You impressed me yesterday with the Zlatan Ibrahimovic. The way that you had said it yesterday was just like in casual conversation. It was impressive.
I could do soccer names all day. But you asked me Kansas City Royal. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Let's see here. I'm just looking at the FLA Live Arena Twitter. I'll give you a little update on things going on here at the arena tonight. Parking. Listen, I'm just telling you what it is.
Yep.
Parking is $100 per car.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, please have your payment ready when entering the parking gates. FLA Live Arena accepts only credit cards for parking. If you're doing rideshare, they drop you off at gate 3, pick you up at gate 2.
I parked at Edmore Sawgrass.
I'm
way around the corner.
Parking gates opened at 4. There's a pregame concert with Flo Rida. That's at 6. So 51 minutes away. Doors open here at the arena, 6:30 p.m. Game time, 8 p.m.
This is kind of almost cursed, but not great news. So, you know, ESPN, they've been doing some layoffs and stuff. I'm seeing here from frontofficesports.com, Neil Everett is leaving ESPN after 23 years.
He's fun.
To me, he's my favorite. Him and Stan Verrett are my favorite anchors on ESPN. I love, you know, pretty much everybody there. But, man, like, I love Neil Everett. I don't know. It just kind of bothered me when I saw that.
He's gone. Gino DeMare is gone.
Gino DeMare stepped down today as well,
Seems like ESPN is trying to go younger and cheaper.
Yeah.
Is that the way to go? Yeah.
Trust me.
I bet O'Neal's salary is pretty hefty.
Trust me.
Right
when
now.
QAM decides to do that, bye, Joe.
You thought I was going to say me?
Because earlier in the show, we had you at 108.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Joe. We'll hold it down from here.
Hockey's tripping him with the hair dye. Joe's still 38.
A good little love.
Uh, So the Miami Heat, they'll play tomorrow. Game 4, 8:30 p.m. from the Kaseya Center. They, of course, lost last night big to Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now confirming via text here, Etu Lostarinen is indeed out.
Etu
Lostarinen?
Well, it's French.
Etu?
Yeah, like the soup or whatever.
Etouffee?
Yeah, the soup. Yeah, that's what classy. I keep thinking of. Yeah, man.
How do you spell Etu?
E-T-U.
Leroy Horde checking in via text. He went to high school with Stan Verrett.
He'll lie.
Oh, with Stan Verrett, not Neil Everett.
Stan Verrett
is from Louisiana. Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
He's not lying. Sorry, Leroy.
Etu Lostarinen is
mean,
a...
Leroy will lie.
Leroy will lie to you.
He will?
Yeah. Well, not a lie. We're the same. You can amp up a story a little bit.
I mean, I went to high school with Stan Verrett. I mean, they're amping up a story.
You might have just met him one time at a function.
Also, George Richards pointing out he is from Finland. He's Finnish. He's Finnish. He's not French.
Yeah. A little French influence there.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right.
Both countries start with the letter F.
How about that?
Look at there.
Mm-hmm.
They're over there across the pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
See ya, Joe.
Stop talking to the old guy.
Listen, when they're going to go younger and cheaper, bye, Joe. funny.
So tomorrow, 8:30 p.m., looks like Tyler Hero is going to be out, confirmed out for the Miami Heat. Just not ready yet. And, of course, Lionel Messi did confirm he's joining Inter Miami yesterday. And one of the things we had mentioned in the 2 o'clock hour, that since his announcement, Inter Miami has gained over 4 million followers on Twitter. Their social media right now is booming. Business is booming. And they now, on Twitter, have more followers than every NHL, NFL, and MLS team.
Wow. NFL teams too?
NFL.
Wow.
I believe there's a couple NBA teams that still have more than them, but more NFL, NHL, MLS, and Major League Baseball teams.
Wow.
It's some guys that I've met, you know, running around with the podcasting and all, and I've got a phrase for them. They're ecosystems. That person walks in somewhere.
And Lionel Messi is that.
It changes the entire look of the place.
Mike Wallace was in studio with us yesterday, and he said Lionel Messi, when he travels or shows up somewhere, it's like the Royals. It's like the royal family.
Yep.
There is so much security and commotion and hubbub because he is that worldwide famous.
Yep. I would say The Rock is famous as hell.
Right, he's got an ecosystem.
Messi has him.
Oh, yeah.
That's the craziest thing.
By miles.
Yes.
By miles.
Right, because The Rock, Kevin Hart, they're ecosystems. You're right.
Snoop, but, it's crazy to say Messi is 10 times more famous than those people.
You mentioned ecosystems, I think, with Chris Paul, I think, or one of them on the pivot.
Yeah, we just named the three. Rock, Kevin Hart, and Snoop were like, when you just get around them, you just see so many pieces moving around them, and they're just smiling and talking. Right. But it's 25 people behind the scenes working.
But I mean, I was watching the Chris Paul episode. I think you mentioned the word ecosystem when talking about it. But regardless, Chris Paul, we found out yesterday, pretty much after the show, that he was getting waived or reportedly will be waived by the Phoenix Suns. But apparently he wants to rejoin the Phoenix Suns after getting waived.
Right. That's what I saw yesterday. It might not be him actually getting waived.
It's more of a contract situation.
Yeah. And I even told him he needs to go get a ring because he is very close. He's very slowly sneaking up to be the next Charles Barkley.
Mm. Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
It'll always be mentioned.
That's what he has to do it. I told him, go chase a ring. Just throw on to some team, take $1 million.
Damian Lillard should use this as an example. Don't wait. Don't wait to go ring chase. Yeah. Because Chris Paul.
Vic Bermudez is texting me the Inter Miami Twitter page, 441,000 followers, Miami Dolphins, 1.2 million. So he's checking your math there. And
uh-oh.
Dolphins have doubled Inter Miami on
maybe
Twitter.
Their
maybe
Instagram.
You meant IG. Maybe yeah. You meant IG.
Maybe I meant IG.
Yeah.
My apologies, Vic.
Head on a swivel.
This guy's always working. What's going on here?
We talked about you earlier, Vic. Stop going to Heat games. You're bad luck. All right?
And it is Instagram, by the way.
Instagram.
My apologies, Vic. All right? Point still stands. Business is booming on social media for Inter Miami.
Leroy texts me, how he going to call me a liar and then call someone French Finnish or Finnish French?
Sorry, Leroy.
Ridiculous show we do.
Not French, just calling and texting.
Or the Hurricanes flagship, the baseball coach stepped down today, and I don't know what I don't know what we're talking about. Ed Tulostarinen, is he French or Finnish? And all I'm thinking about the entire time, because George Richards obviously listening to us in his car, is he going to park in the media lot? Or is he going to pony up the $100 and park in the locker because it's open?
Geez, way in by Sawgrass. Hey, Edmore Sawgrass. Plenty spots. Got an hour walk, though.
George Richards knows somebody here, though, right? He's been covering the team. Like,
so you think he gets in regardless?
I think he pulls up. He's like, yo, I'm George Richards.
Right.
And somebody there.
May go on stage with Flo Rida.
Of course. Yeah. Somebody there loves him, yeah. Right? They read his work.
Yeah.
Tell
that's
him.
A good point.
Come right.
Yeah. Good saw point. Glenn.
Glenn here?
Yeah. He parked right up front.
Yeah.
It's like Ira.
Ira at the Kaseya Center.
Right.
And come on. You're going to tell him he can't pull in wherever he wants to put his car?
I'll tell you, that Kaseya Center, the parking people are very stern.
They are strict.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Ira pulls up in that Accord or whatever he's driving nowadays.
Kia.
Strikes me as like a Honda Element kind of guy.
I think he's holding on tight to like a Yugo.
Cleans it every day.
Almost paid off.
Guaranteed, there's a donut somewhere around that car.
I drove Michael Wallace yesterday.
It's a great text from someone. People taking strays all over the place. It really is.
I drove Mike Wallace yesterday to the game, and man, like right before he got in my car, I'm like throwing stuff everywhere.
You're the guy that thinks he's tricked by that?
Right.
Of course.
That's
yeah.
So great.
The whole backseat's full of garbage, but that one little spot is clean. Oh, Wallace is a clean dude.
Your weather.
You know what? It is. It's embarrassing to have someone important in your car and have pee bottles everywhere. That happens to me all the time.
No one but you. Hmm. Who are you pointing at? Look at Clay Ferrero walking.
Be careful.
I mean, he's got
careful.
He's got the gait of a Stanley Cup final correspondent and someone who will stiff arm you right down those stairs.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at that reach.
Look at that guy. All right, anything else? Because Clay will join us in the next segment. You got anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Looks like some clouds are kind of hovering back in, but I think they're moving away as well. Just really depends at what direction you're looking.
So you believe you just learned that the clouds move, that they're not stationary?
That is fascinating. I bet you knew that too, Vic. I bet you knew that too. All right, that's your weather.
Bye, Joe.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Adetokunbo for three. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And what is it? 5:32. Flo Rida is supposed to perform at 6. And it actually looks like the weather is going to be decent outside yep. for that pregame concert. So that'll be pretty cool there. Clay Ferreiro sitting down with us here at our little broadcast table inside FLA Live Arena. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10 has been embedded with the Panthers during the Stanley Cup final, and now you're back in South Florida. Did you have a good time in Vegas?
I did. It was great, and we were talking about this off-air, but it's so cool to be done with work at 8:30. Have a 5 o'clock game, you
the
do your hit,
best.
And you're done. Man, it's crazy. I don't know, like, you actually have whole night to go and do stuff. Wait a minute, is my wife listening? Oh, yeah, go back and go to sleep.
And, yeah. Oh, I love the West Coast clips, Trey.
But, like, even, like, football, what time does it start? 1, so 12, 10? 11, 10 in the morning. Yeah. I mean, what a pleasure. And then you get to Sunday night football, and it's like Monday night football, which is such a pain here on the East Coast.
It's like, for those of us who kind of work the night side shift, quote unquote, where you work till 11:30, it was like, wait a minute, it's 8. You can go out to dinner after work? This is a thing? Like, it's like how normal people live. So, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And NHL did a really good job of keeping everything very centrally located, so you didn't have to go too far to do too much. But other than the results of the games. But, yeah, it was great.
Are you that surprised? I've asked a couple of people today. Are you that surprised that they're down 0-2 in this series?
If you had told me that Sergei Bobrovsky would play like this, I wouldn't have been overly surprised. You know what I mean? Vegas is a really good team. I think part of what was really keying this Panthers run was Bob playing like he was. And I didn't think he was that bad in the first two periods of game one. It felt like third period stuff kind of went off the rails. And then ever since then, you know, it's been pretty bad. And he has to get it back. If this team is going to go back on a run and win the Stanley Cup, it has to be largely on Bob's shoulders, and going back to how he played against Toronto and especially Carolina.
And 12-4 is the total scores of these two teams. The numbers make it look like the Vegas Golden Knights are outclassing the Panthers. Do the games show that?
I didn't put it this way. It was staggering to be on one side of the hot goalie and then flip it, because some of the stuff Aiden Hill was doing in the first two games, it's just, you know, and I think it starts to snowball on you a little bit. And frankly, we saw that with Carolina, where Carolina was a machine. Like, you could see it in the first game, and really in the second game, they came out and they're so on point and you know, very much where they're supposed to be. And then as the frustration started to build for them, you could see them starting to get off a little bit. Florida isn't quite that kind of team. They're a little bit more freewheeling and stuff, you know, a lot more stuff, like creative and all that. And so when things start to go sideways, it really goes sideways. So it didn't feel like, put it this way, if the goalie situation changes, flips like it did for the first two games, I could easily see this series changing really quickly. I don't think they're that much outclassed from what we've seen.
That it all rests on Bob's shoulder. Because I had said to Appel when he was with us, is it Matthew Tkachuk? Does Tkachuk need to take over tonight? And he's, and you know, no penalties. And Appel was like, yeah, no doubt. But it's Sergei Bobrovsky. And I did have the same feeling in game two that you just talked about, which was watching Aiden Hill. I believe that's how every fan base felt playing the Panthers, watching Sergei Bobrovsky in this postseason, which is, you just throw your hands in the air and it's
yes.
like, what can we do? Yes. Nothing's getting past this guy. And we had that for three rounds, and we may be up against that right now.
You would love to go deeper and, like, do all the diagramming of what you have to do differently, and oh, you got to scale back here. No, man, it really is, much of it really does come down to that. Now, I'm not going to pretend there isn't more nuance to it, but man, the stick save that he had, I mean, we're just like, what more do you have to do? And some of the other stuff. And look, I think the one thing that we've seen, because it happened to Bob, is stuff can flip really quickly one way or the other, and maybe he picks it up. Maybe being back on home ice, stuff starts to flip. But it does. It's going to take that. And then things can kind of snowball from there, hopefully the other way for the Cats.
And something else we were talking to Appel about earlier is the physical play, where I guess it was 22 hits the Florida Panthers put on VGK. And Paul Maurice is like, we don't need 66 hits in the game.
Yeah.
I understand playing physical, but would you anticipate those hits, you know, those numbers start coming down as this series continues?
There was one play in particular, and I'm almost positive it was Brandon Montour. I remember looking at it directly in front of me, and he is skating full speed. The puck is right in front of him, and he goes for the person, not the puck. And he whiffs on both, and whoever it was for the Golden Knights ended up taking it and skating back down. And that's the stuff that you can't do. You can't let the desire to level a hit take you out of position. And I think that's the thing that they probably did a little bit too much. And look, I think part of where all of this started was, I remember distinctly, it was first period of game one, Aiden Hill kind of getting into it with the Panthers. And Tkachuk was, but when the goalie is in the middle of it and then everybody else, like, so it almost felt like Florida felt like they had to kind of set more of a tone, like push the edge a little bit further. And I really think it's bitten them. And so, yeah, I think that they need to just focus on playing their game. They're physical as it is. They don't have to go out there and, like, try to make it a point to be physical, which I think is the mistake that they've made to this point. Just go out and play like you did the first three rounds of these playoffs, and you'll be just fine.
Clay Ferraro is with us from Local 10. Panthers tonight, puck drops at 8. You can hear it here on 560 WQAM. You can watch pre- and post-game coverage with Clay. He'll have live reports here back on East Coast time, but live reports here from FLA Live Arena. I was fascinated yesterday. I want to talk Heat with you.
Yep.
I was fascinated yesterday, though. Solana and I were in studio, and we had Channel 10 up. Do you guys have a 3 p.m. newscast?
Yes.
When did that start?
I want to say, goodness, a couple years ago?
Wow.
I think
blown away. When's the last time you've seen a 3 p.m. newscast? We're watching because the messy news, at 3 o'clock is when Jorge Mas sent out that tweet.
Yes.
And it was like the 3 o'clock news was a sports show, essentially, Miami right now is the sports epicenter of the universe.
Well, and I'll say this. I'm thankful my bosses gave me the day off yesterday, spent some time with the kids, because it's been a while. Like, we've been traveling and doing a bunch of stuff. And so I'm kind of like watching all of this as an observer. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is actually happening. And so I knew, I kind of followed the text thread. And so Roy was the one who took it from our news department and did a great job with it. But it's that big of a story.
Yeah.
And you look at, okay, Inter-Miami went – I want to say they had like a million or something IG followers.
We were talking about that.
They are now more. They have more followers on IG right now than any NFL team, any NBA team.
Listen closely, Vic.
The level of stardom that Messi is bringing here is unlike anything that we've seen from any athlete. It's more than LeBron James. It's more than, you know. And I think that's the thing that's kind of difficult from a global perspective. Like, yeah. I don't know that the impact from the typical U.S. sports audience is going to be quite like a LeBron would be. From a global perspective, it's going to be banana. Like, you start and look at all the new accounts that are following me on Twitter now, and Will was telling me, too. It's crazy.
Same
the
thing I was telling Solana. I added 2,000 Twitter followers yesterday, because somehow, somewhere, my Twitter handle must have gotten swept up in that somehow. But I was saying to Crowder and Solana earlier today, if LeBron went to play basketball in the Paris Basketball League, you'd follow that team.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I don't know much about this league, but I'll follow that team because LeBron is there. And that's what's happening worldwide with Messi.
And on a global perspective, it's even bigger than that. And
yeah.
So that's the thing that I think we're seeing is, like, when you see an MLS team surpass every NFL team, then you start to understand the global impact. And I think, not that we didn't already, right? I think you'd have to be naive not to know that just how big this sport is globally, and especially when you're having a star of that magnitude. But then when it hits you kind of like directly, then you're like, oh, okay, this is going to be something different.
But what I wanted to talk with you about before we run out of time here is the Heat. Did you get, I don't know, a worry last night watching the Heat-Nuggets game? Because the Nuggets seemed to push it up a notch, Mike Malone had talked after game two about effort, and then you kind of saw it last night. You worried at all?
Yeah. And I think what worried me, too, was the Heat's effort was just bad. And I thought even Jimmy Butler even talked about it after. So I'm not speaking out of turn. He said it himself. They got to be better from the jump. I thought that was disappointing. Look, some of the calls at the end of the second quarter were not good. None of Gabe Vincent's three fouls in his, like, 3 minutes of play should have been fouls. But you're only down five. Then they came out in the third quarter and just got absolutely stomped. Like, for you to not come out with the level of aggression that you needed to in the third quarter. And the other thing that I think, if you want to say that something really concerned you, it was that, and I saw this stat, they generated zero wide-open three-point looks the Heat did in that game. And it was something that, I don't know what the numbers were from the first two games, but I know in game one they generated quite a few and just missed. Game two, they started to hit them. Game three, they didn't even get them. So if Denver is going to play that level of defense and you're going to have to worry about Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, by the way, I thought they did a really poor job of making Murray uncomfortable too. I think that's the other thing they really have to examine. But if Denver is going to play defense like that, keep you from getting a single wide open 3-point, that's a problem. And they got to figure out a solution really quickly.
And Clay, isn't it, like, I don't want to say excuse, but the Heat have to play so hard to compete with the talent of the Nuggets. So we don't speak about how, you know, how their ancillary pieces are better than ours. We always go back to they're not playing hard enough. And it seems like an out for me where obviously they have more – they have bigger guns than our guns. They have bigger bullets than our bullets.
Oh, and I think that's 100% fair, and that's why you can't be the team that gets outworked. Like, you can have a day where maybe you're not 100% your best, but this is the NBA Finals. Like, and there were a couple – there was one play – Jamal Murray got an offensive rebound when there were three Heat players around him and he got fouled. Like, none of the guys even went for the ball. And it's like, that's the stuff that if you're watching film the next day, that better boil your blood that you're watching that. Like, wait a minute. We had three of our guys right there and we just, like, I want to say they got out-rebounded offensively like 12-5 or something. But the number of shots that both teams missed, for them to be out-rebounded on the offensive glass like that, and they were out-rebounded, I think, totally like 58-30.
25, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was – that's bad. So that was the thing that I think was disconcerting to me. The thing that was concerning or worrying was how much better Denver played defense and kept Miami out of their game.
Yeah, and to your point about the wide-open looks Miami didn't generate, because I thought that was – part of their game throughout the entire postseason run was generating good, quality, efficient looks. And then once they caught fire, well, those finally started to go. The rebounding, to me, the hustle stats that Miami locked in yesterday and allowed Denver to just take over directly impacts their ability to go down the other floor and get looks. I mean, the Heat aren't a great half-court offense. And I know the shooting has kind of helped them look like a better half-court team, but they're better when they create turnovers and grab rebounds and are running in transition. And a lot of their open looks come from that. And like you said, I mean, if you're not knocking down threes and you're getting out-hustled, they have no chance to win this series because the talent level just isn't there.
Yeah, and I think to build on that, the other problem that they really ran into is, and this is where the Heat really get into issues, is sometimes they'll let somebody get comfortable early on so that by the time they actually fix their defense, it's too late. And I think you saw that with Jamal Murray last night. You can't allow him to have the space that they allowed him to have early and then be shocked when he's hitting, like, fadeaway three-pointers. Because once you see the ball go in, the ball's going to keep going in. So they got to do a good job, a better job from the jump in game four. And it has to be a significant shift.
Fellas, we are at a Stanley Cup final game here.
Yes,
for the Florida Panthers. First one at home since 1996. First one in this building, chance for their first Stanley Cup final win ever.
Yeah.
Because they got swept in 96, and they're down 0-2. So let's enjoy it. I know a lot of people are driving here right now, and they're listening to us, and they're going to watch the Flo Rida concert. Doors open at the arena at 6:30. Parking lot is already open. The tarmac here is loaded with games and trucks and activity. It is a fun night in Sunrise.
Let me add one thing to that, because I want to, as difficult as things seem like as tough as it seems for both the Heat and the Panthers, there's a world where this is part of the story, and it just makes the story even better at the end. So, like, we've seen enough resiliency from both of these teams that you can't count them out. There is a world where you look back and say, wow, can you remember?
Trust me, Clay's going back to Vegas.
I need to go out there in my post 8:30 work day.
Yes.
No. I'm going to go back to the hotel room and go to sleep. Honey,
my man is going back to Vegas.
Honey, I go right to bed.
Clay, you out there assaulting people, Clay. You might want to watch your back. That's
maybe a warrant out for you.
No, she's going to assault me if she thinks I go anywhere. Yeah.
When's your next live hit on Channel 10?
What time is it right now? 5:47, so we got 13 minutes. We'll be right at the top of the 6.
There you go. Yeah. Top of the go 6 on. O'clock. I mean, that's big spot, Clay. All right.
Well, now you got me nervous.
Nothing rattles you. You don't get rattled. Clay Ferraro, watch him on Local 10 tonight at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Clay. Appreciate it.
This is the first time I've seen Solana in person in 3 years.
He comes out for the big event. He's the perfect epitome of the Miami fan, which is, oh, no, Panthers, no, I'm not interested. No thanks. Stanley Cup final, I'm going to join you guys out there. You think Jimmy and Dan Day can handle it back in the studio? And that's exactly what transpired.
Looking at his watch right now.
It's a great text from somebody talking about all the new Twitter followers. Somebody goes, imagine them following your Twitter for messy news. News, only to find a Mount Rushmore of donuts.
These Americans are weird.
This guy doesn't know anything about soccer. That's going to do it for us here from FLA Live Arena. Nice job back in the studio from Dan Day and Jimmy. We appreciate it. Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer, back from vacation and back at it again with the white vans. We appreciate all your help, Tree, and Solana as well. Thank you for being out here and joining us as we get ready for Stanley Cup Final Game 3 from FLA Live Arena. You are going to hear the game here on 560 WQAM tonight, so make sure you're listening. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Should have called it 560 the Solana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.